All right, well, we are now joined by our race-winning crew chief. If you have a question for Richard, go ahead and raise your hand within the Zoom platform or type us a chat. Richard, why don't you just start us off by taking us through your race and also taking a look ahead to Las Vegas next week and your playoffs outlook.
Yeah, obviously tonight had to start a little bit further back in the field just because of our performance at Richmond. So maybe I had a little bit of work to do at the start. But I felt like, you know, as quick as he was able to make it into the top five, I knew we had a piece that we could work on at least. So just tried to work on it all night and give him the feel he needed. You know, with 50 to go, we just kind of asked him what he needed for with 50 to go to get a move on, because we felt like we struggled a little bit at the start of a run. And I don't really think we helped our short run speed with that adjustment. But like Chase said, our long run speed was pretty good. So he obviously did a fantastic job there at the end, getting from P3 to P1. And yeah, looking forward to Vegas. Obviously that's been a strong track for us in the past. Felt like last year in the fall race, we kind of gave away a second place finish when we sped on pit road, and that hurt us a little bit in the playoff points. Obviously this year we rebounded well and we're able to, you know, win that spring race and plan to take the same car back. So looking forward to that for sure.
All right. Andrew, did you have a question? I saw your hand.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask, I think you just answered it right when I raised my hand, but Chase alluded to the fact that you were taking this car to some different races in the playoffs. I guess, how similar can you take a car that runs at a short track like Bristol and convert it to similar tracks on the playoff schedule?
You know, obviously with the flange fit body we got a couple years ago, they've made it significantly easier. There's less areas to play as far as the bodies go. So, you know, I'll just say this, we've won 7 races this year and tonight's the first repeat winner on a car. So I feel like we're, you know, that's just a testament to our guys and how well of the detail that they put into these cars and how well they're prepared week in and week out. And, you know, honestly, there's times where there's another car just as good that we could take, but why take it when we won the race in Vegas, right? You know, this is the same car we won the second day with at Dover tonight. And, you know, that's why we brought it back. We weren't planning on bringing this car back, and it ran so well at Dover that we felt like, why not?
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Bob Pockris. Go ahead when you're ready, Bob.
Yeah. Do you know how many cars you'll have for the playoffs? I mean, do you have 7? Do you have a different car for each track?
Yeah, right now that's the plan. You know, obviously, we've got NASCAR made it a little bit easy on us. You got a speedway race, you got a road course race, a couple short tracks, and then 3 intermediates. And the turnaround time is just too quick for some of the intermediates to take the same car back. You know, obviously we're going to take a road course specific car and a speedway specific car to those tracks. And then, you know, the short tracks is the 2 weeks back to back. So we don't really have a choice just from an efficiency standpoint and trying to put the best quality race car we can on the track. That felt like that was the best way to do it.
So, I mean, I guess maybe Richmond car for Phoenix, but then what car do you bring this car from tonight to Martinsville?
Yeah, no, after last weekend, we're not going to be taking the Richmond car to Phoenix. I think the plan with that car is maybe to set a bonfire somewhere with it. But now we're going to take a different car. The same car we ran at Phoenix earlier this year, we're going to be taking back to Phoenix. And then we've got another car. We kind of switched that up on our guys this week, and we're going to put together a different car for Martinsville.
And to the media, just a reminder, we will have audio and video of all of our post-race media availabilities tonight.